We need to strike the balance. Some youth, if they, he basically explained to his father a device or a gadget, he's like, I'm one notch above my dad. I'm one notch. You're born into technology, so you're abreast with it. That doesn't give you an upper hand over your father. If you need to explain to him, you do it with absolute respect. Ibrahim alayhi salam is known as the father of prophets. His father is known as the father of polytheists. Ibrahim alayhi salam is inviting his father to monotheism. He's one of the noblest of Allah's creation. The father being a sinful individual and a polytheist. The tone of the father is harsh and obstinate. The tone of Ibrahim is polite and gentle. Ya abati qad ja'ani min al-ilm ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya. Ya abati la ta'bud ash-shaytan. Ya abati inni akhafu an yamassaka 'adhabun min ash- oh my beloved dad, you're my father, but listen, what you're doing is not right. Really, dad, that's not how you do things. Dad, I'm just worried if you're going to carry on like this, Allah's azab is going to come. I have a flash of a young man who once came to me and he cried in my house, and I won't forget that. He said, you know, Allah changed my life and my whole vision. And I came out in the path of Allah and I had a complete reformation to myself. My life changed. I went out, changed, brought modesty into my life, in my house. And the first thing I realized that my dad is dealing in interest. And I said, listen, this is not compatible because now my outlook of life has changed. So I sat my father down and I said, Dad, you know what? This is, oh, go, man, go from your back off. This whole investment is for you. This whole empire is for you. What do you mean we can't run it like this? Okay, I realized he's not accepting it. Time passed. I came back to him. I said, listen, Dad, this is bothering me. It's eating me up. No, no, you're mad, man. This is for my grandchildren. It bothered me again. After a few days, I came back. I said, Dad, listen, I'm going to have to tell you, I want to relinquish my rights. And I want to exit the family business. And I admire this young man. And I will become an employee in the business. So I'm not liable for the wrongs of the business. Because I'm no longer a partner and I'm no longer an owner. An employee is not liable for the wrongs. So I'm relinquishing whatever you want to give me. And this is not a proposal. This is respectfully I am informing you. Because I cannot be eating haram and nourishing my children with haram. And he cried and he said, I couldn't believe that I was in that same condition. I was in that same condition. And sometimes, brothers, we need a little bit patience. Sometimes we need a little bit patience. When we are in caught up in sin and vice, those around us have patience with us. And we come out of it. And when we come out of it, we lack the maturity to display the patience that was displayed with us for us to come out of our wrong. كَذَلِكَ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. There's one tafsir of this ayah. This was your condition before, O my Sahaba. This was your condition before, O my Sahaba. There was a youngster who was having some issues in the marriage. Allah gave him hidayat, he changed. His wife wasn't changing so positively. So they came home. I said to him, see brother, Allah gave you hidayat, that's excellent. When you got married to your wife, you consciously knew the woman you were wedding? Absolutely. Right? Allah made it possible for you to make the drastic change, which is awesome, brilliant, and you know, rewarding. She hasn't yet taken the bold step. It's not that she fell back on her promise. This is how you wedded her. This is you consciously married her like this here. You went for new, you know, you went for manual. Now you want the car to be automatic. I'm just using a loose phrase here. So you need patience, you need tolerance, you need forbearance. And sometimes, unfortunately, we lose it. Subhanallah, look at Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam. He calls his son. Oh, my son, tell me, what's the story? Dad, I would have told the shepherd that he takes his flock and he gives it to the farmer, not permanently, momentarily. يَنْتَفِعُ بِلَبَنِهَا وَسُوفِهَا وَنَسْلِهَا. That you can draw, you know, milk the goats, take the milk, you can use the fur, you can use the skin, anything that is born now, what procreation you can have. In the interim, as the shepherd, you work on the fields now. Plow, irrigate, plant. When you bring the crops back to where it was, then you return his farm to him and he returns your flock to you. In this way, we minimize, and this man's got something to keep him going for the moment, and ultimately he gets his farm back. Al-haqqu al-qada'u ma qadayta ya bunayya. Oh my son, I salute what you say. Oh my son, I salute what you say. I retract, I revoke. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Allah says, we inspired the correct verdict on the bosom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. But respectively, father and son were blessed with great knowledge. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. We blessed them and endowed them both with knowledge. So coming back to the point here, and I want to mention this and round up, on the aspect of, again, of structure. We're talking of time. In between, we're flavoring it with some other things, but the key focus is how we need to have a timetable, an active timetable. That's it. This is the time I sleep. This is the time, my time for my deen. Aun ibn Abdullah, describing the Sahaba, said, يَجْعَلُونَ كَانُوا يَجْعَلُونَ لِلدُّنْيَا مَا فَضُلَ عَنْ آخِرَتِهِمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَجْعَلُونَ لِلدُّنْيَا وَأَنْتُمْ تَجْعَلُونَ لِلْآخِرَةِ مَا فَضُلَ عَنْ دُنْيَاكُمْ. Big difference between us and the Sahaba. They channel their key resources to the preservation of Akhirah. And if there was an overflow, they invested it in this world. You people channel everything, you as in us, channel everything in this world, and if anything remains, which is unlikely, then it gets directed to Akhirah. So our core and key investment portfolio is this world. And if there is little extra time on a Sunday Zohar, because the shop's got to be closed, so then probably you'll have a bigger attendance. Because why? Our key essence and our key investments is in the things of this world, while Sahaba's logic was the direct opposite, was the direct opposite. So anyway, Dawood alayhi salam, just reflect over this, brothers. He used to consciously, routinely camouflage himself and go amongst the people and then ask them, brother, you know Dawood? So he would disguise himself. People heard about the name, but often you don't know this is the person himself. Say, yeah, I know Dawood. What's your opinion? Oh, he's a good man. He's a prophet. He's the ruler. And, oh, he's an awesome person. Lovely, lovely. What's your opinion? Completely camouflaged, disguised. And he wanted to know, this is also mentioned about Imam Malik. Imam Malik used to be very particular about the perceptions of people. Not perceptions of people like we have it. Our function's got to be elaborate, because what will people say? You bet in farewell to a janaza, or you seen off a girl, a bride. What would people say? What would people say? This has eaten up our society. The other day on the radio, they mentioned something. How many marriages are suffering a blow and they're on the verge of being dissolved, and probably in reality it's been dissolved, but you just supposedly together because society mustn't know the marriage broke. I mean, what a foolish way of living life. The Quran says, keep your spouse with respect or release her with dignity. But if it's not happening and you have to call it a day, you have to dissolve it with respect. But purely, precisely, exclusively, because of the norms of society, the standards of society, it's a taboo in society, it's a no-go in society, it's a stigma in society, because of that you're hanging on. So why hang on into something because of perception and notion? So not on that note of perception and notion, but rather on the note that how I can better myself. Someone came to Hakim al-Ummah rahimahullah, the great intellectual giant, and said, I must be honest and candid. I've been backbiting about you. Will you forgive me? He said, I'll forgive you provided you disclose what you were backbiting. Because as much as it's a sin for you to backbite, I could be guilty of what you said. So if you don't tell me, when will I reform? So it's a separate thing that even if I'm guilty, it's wrong for you to discuss it. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. Woe be to the one who speaks of ill on their face and behind their back. Some of us have the notion that we can legitimize our backbiting by pronouncing that evil on the man's face. That's not legitimizing it. That's making a different wrong. No. I'm not only making ghibat, I'll tell him on his face. I'm not shy. I'll tell the man straight. The Quran says, you are now double wicked. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. تَلْمِزُ, to tell man on his face. هُمَزَ, to tell him behind his back. So that doesn't make it right. You're telling the man on his face or telling him behind his back to speak evil of people is not the thing that needs to be done. So anyway, Dawood alayhi salam was walking, long story short, and then Allah sends an angel and he's camouflaged. And Dawood doesn't recognize this, the angel, and the angel knows this is Dawood alayhi salam. And Dawood alayhi salam tells the angel, brother, you know Dawood? Yeah, of course I know Dawood. What's your take on Dawood? Dawood's a good man, Dawood's a good man. But any setbacks, blemish, any weakness? Yeah, this is one thing, he's drawing some funds from the national treasury. If he could have some independent income, I guess it would just give him an edge. It would just give him that much of a, you know, excellency to his personality. He was totally justified, because a Khalifa can draw from the national treasury. And you can read about our history. Sayyidina Umar is on the pulpit and everybody gathers in the masjid. He said, listen folks, I am sick. and I've been diagnosed with a condition and the physicians have prescribed honey and there is some honey in the national treasury. I've assembled you because I need your collective consent if I can have one teaspoon honey. No man, Umar, you've been too sweet now. You've really been sweet. Subhanallah, can you imagine that? Beyond comprehension, the likes that is beyond our imagination. But when they were out to learn, so when they were told, they embraced it. So when he heard, they said, I appreciate it. And then he made dua to Allah that, oh Allah, inspire me with something that I can generate my own revenue. And that's the teachings of Islam, that a person, you know, generates his own income and he has his own wealth. من طلب الدنيا حلالا استعفافا عن المسألة سعيا على أهله تعطفا على جاره بعثه الله يوم القيامة ووجهه كالقمر ليلة البدر. Our faith was never a selfish religion. The day we became selfish, that is the day we lost our deen and our iman. Our entire Islam revolves around a selfless nature. And as soon as we become private and personal and exclusive and selfish, we've lost the essence of our faith. Islam was all about togetherness. La yu'min, la yu'min, la yu'min. He's not a genuine believer. Who owns Nabi of Allah if he's eating and his neighbor's belly is hungry? He's not a genuine. O Nabi of Allah, our food is running short. La'allakum taftariqoon. I think you people are eating individually. He didn't say, what size pot you cooking in? Huh? Which pot you got? No. Nabi SAW said, I think you're eating individually. Start eating together. You'll see the food would be adequate. The food would be adequate. Then the Sahaba's internal taqwa is of another level. The blind Sahabi doesn't want to eat with the sighted because the blind feels I will eat more than others because I cannot see. The sighted doesn't want to eat with the blind. He says because the blind won't see, he'll eat less, I'll eat more. The crippled Sahabi doesn't want to eat in a joint get together. He says because I'll occupy more place because I'm crippled, I need to stretch my leg. The able Sahabi doesn't want to pool resources and eat with a cripple. He said, because the cripple will come late by the time half the food is finished. Allah revealed the verse. لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجِ حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ أَن تَأْكُلُوا مِن بُيُوتِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ آبَائِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ إِخْوَانِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ أَخَوَاتِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ أَعْمَامِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ عَمَّاتِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ أَخْوَالِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ خَالَاتِكُمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكْتُم مَفَاتِحَهُ أَوْ صَدِيقِكُمْ. There's no harm in subjecting yourself to such stringent rules. Be relaxed and easy. Look at their level of taqwa. Each one concerned of the next. Here we say, it's alright, that guy is still looking for a place. By that time we wipe out, brother. He come late, tough luck. You lose, you snooze. You snooze, you lose. Nobody told you to come late. We gave you the address. We told you what time we're dishing out. Subhanallah, what a difference in life. Just look at their life and look at our life. What a difference. We were never selfish. The day we became selfish. Imagine if the dad passes on and the children sit down and each one enters the meeting of winding up the estate with the primary desire that my brothers and my siblings must get more. Imagine walking into that meeting with that mindset. That man's soul in his grave will be tranquilized that no Yasin and Tabarak will bring it that joy. That man's soul in his grave will be with brightened and will be full of joy and happiness. But here we're walking on. We don't pay. Brother asked me, my dad passed away, please perform the salah. I performed it. I made dua, Allah forgive him, Allah elevate him. I barely said, Birahmatullahi Rahman Rahimin. MashaAllah, you're making lavish duas, but a man owes me big time. Okay, brother. We got the cover here. Yeah, he owes me big time. Who? This man, yeah. Okay, brother, no problem. I just made a dua. I made a general dua. You know, don't attack the man. Don't attack the messenger. But there's the son. Inna li sahibil haqqi maqala. Inna li sahibil haqqi maqala. The one who has a right, he has a voice. The one who's owed, he has a leg to stand on. It might be insensitive. It might be brutal. It might be crude. It might be harsh. But in principle, you justified. Because you've got to die in a way where your ducks are in a row, your accounts are clean and cleared. Everything needs to be transparent. That's how you leave. Man bata wa huwa bari'un min al-kibri wal-ghululi wa-d-dain. You die free of three, my Nabi said, direct jannat. Direct to Jannah. Man mata wa huwa bari'un min al-kibri, free from pride, deceit, and death. Straight to Jannah. We not dying guilty of one, we dying guilty of all three. Allah protect us. Allah protect us. So anyway, he makes dua to Allah, and then Allah inspires him with the skill of making armor. Now when Allah inspires him with the skill, Allah doesn't just say, okay, make armor. Allah gives him certain benefits, miracles. وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. We had softened the steel for him. So for Dawud alayhi salam, steel was like how for us wax is. Simple, easy, he could turn it, you know, fold it, bend it. It was totally flexible. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it easy for Dawud alayhi salatu wa salam. Then Allah goes on to say, and we come to the point of a schedule, a program, a schedule. I got to have this in order. Sunday is a lazy start. We become non-productive. We lose our whole focus. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made dua for the morning of the ummah, not the night of the ummah. What you can achieve in the morning, you cannot achieve in the latter part of the day. Because the morning is carrying the du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. When a person goes to the masjid in the morning and the evening, addallahu lahu nuzulahu kullama ghada aw raha. Allah prepares and extends his hospitality. That is the time that a believer is up and active. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ani'mal sabighat. Prepare armor. And here again, we need to refute a myth. There is a myth out there that Islam is averse to professionalism. And that's also a myth, and it's unfounded, and it's not established in Islam. Islam doesn't say that because it's this world, you must just do it anyhow, and you don't have to worry how you're doing things. No, no. Islam says you must be principled. Do things, do it thorough, do it proper. Don't attach your heart to it. Don't attach your heart to it. But if you study the rule of Sayyidina Umar, he was the man who created Islamic infrastructure. He was the man who built barracks. He was the man who built bridges. He was the man who dug canals. He was the man who established an employed system for ulama and huffaz and muadhinin. He was the man who put up masajid. He was the man who promoted active literacy. At the time in the Arabs, there were only 16 literate people. Sayyidina Umar was one of those literate people. He promoted active literacy. So read the reign of Umar radiallahu anhu, you would be amazed by how much rich contribution he made to Islamic infrastructure. And all this credit goes to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, which we seldom read about. He had a very innovative mind. So constantly trying to innovate and move things ahead. But there was no attachment to it. That's the key. Allah told Dawud alayhi salam, make armor, do it thorough, do it with precision. Synchronize the links. وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ. Sarada in Arabic means to weave. Qaddir has two meanings, and that's the one that I want to speak on. One could mean synchronize. So let there be rhythm, let there be pattern, let there not be inconsistency. Let there be pattern in it. Allah speaks about how Allah created the heavens. Allah says, look at the skies. فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرَ. Only Allah can make that statement. Only Allah. Sometimes you look at something, it's a cursory glance. How was it? No, absolutely impressive. Look again. When you look again, then you realize the flaws and the mistakes. Now you don't want to depress the man. No, this is amazing. Amazing. Then you point out a mistake. You point out a mistake because you don't want to. You just want to keep the man happy. Allah says, look at my creation, not once, not twice, but repeatedly. And Allah throws out a challenge. Your gaze will return defeated because my creation is flawless. You will not spot inconsistency in anything that I create. If you look at just the color combination that Allah has created. وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ. Look at the trees. Look at the fruit. يُسْقَى بِمَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ. Allah says it's one land, it's one sun. But just look at the variety in everything. You look at the marine world. As we enjoy animals in a zoo and you enjoy animal in the park, it's two different things. When we were in the Caribbean, we went in the submarine 2-3 times. and you go deep down 150 meters deep into the water, and then you move deep into the ocean and you see the schools of fish, and you see the marine world, and you see the exotic fish, and you see the color combination, وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ. And you only marvel. Sometimes you look at these birds and you see the color. You look at flowers, you look at color. I'm not talking of species and diversity, just color combination. So in everything of Allah, there's beauty. Allah says, now when you put this armor, then synchronize the links. Synchronize, that's one mafhum. The second tafsir is waqaddir fis sardi, fix a time for this. Dawood, you asked us for a skill so that you can have financial independence. We inspired you with a skill. Build this year, design this year, make this year. Wa'allamnahu san'ata labusin lakum. However, let this not consume all your time. Qaddir, fix a time that this is the time I would be doing this, and then you leave it and your other time goes in ibadah. And immediately after that, Allah says, وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا, that I've given you a skill and it's there to financially liberate you and make you independent, but it shouldn't be taking up the chunk of your time. Engage in good actions. Not to say that Dawood alayhi salam was not engaging in any good actions. And Allah had endowed and blessed and favored them with a lot of bounties. But in the end, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Dawood alayhi salam? اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. And this is something to really reflect on, if we can take this home. People say, you know, Allah has blessed me so much. That's good. A lot of homes you go to, they have هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the mercy of Allah. I normally say to the people, complete the ayah. لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. People stop midstream. The ayah doesn't stop there. This is the grace of Allah to test me if I'm grateful or I'm ungrateful. That is it. That's the reflection. Correct that you attribute this to Allah. But the bounty is to test you. So what did Allah say to Dawood alayhi salam? I've blessed you with this. Structure your time. Have a timetable in place. Some time for this. It shouldn't be consuming all your time. You do this, you move away. And another very important thing we learn from the greats of the world, when it comes to time, you engage in your practice daily of virtuous actions, even if it means for a moment, so that you don't interrupt pattern and rhythm. Hakimul Ummah rahimahullah, who was a great prolific author, who has authored no less than 1,000 books and of rich compilation, he says, it was my practice daily to sit and write. If at occasionally my teachers and my mentor came home, I would sit him, entertain him, excuse myself, pick the pen and write, so that I don't have a gap of 2 days where I lose my focus and my pattern. I would minimize my writing, but keep the action active. Keep the action active. The day you close the Quran and you didn't touch it, the next day it becomes more daunting. And the third day it becomes more daunting. And then forget about it, the Quran becomes for the shelf and not the self, as they say. We lose the touch totally. So don't break the rhythm. Don't let it be in, you know, have this gap and this gulf between the period. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam? I'amalu ala Dawood shukra. Oh, the people of Dawood, don't verbalize gratitude, execute it. Don't verbalize it, execute it. You say, hey, I don't know how to make shukr to Allah. That's the easy way to say it. Sometimes say, you know what, I don't know how to introduce this man because he's so famous. One is probably an individual could be so famous, but on the other end, you're lazy to introduce. And you take shelter from his fame that I don't need to introduce. I don't have to introduce because he's too famous. One is to say, oh, you know what, I don't know how to thank Allah. And it's just an excuse because you don't actively thank Allah. Well, here Allah is saying the way forward to express gratitude to Allah is walk the talk. Walk the talk. And what's the minimum you can do in walking the talk, the ulama say, is the minimum gratitude is you don't use the resources given to you by Allah in the disobedience of Allah. Imagine you buy yourself son a phone and he takes that phone and then he sends you a nasty message from the phone you bought him. Now what's going to happen to you, my brother? You're going to be livid. You're going to be livid. You would lose your balance, composure, regardless of calculated, methodical, composed individual you are. I mean, that's an audacity. That's an absolute audacity. That's ludicrous. To do something of that nature, to take my phone, my asset that I've given you, and have the audacity to send me a nasty message. Well, that's the minimum. Whatever Allah has given us, we don't abuse it by using it in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to make us amongst those people who structure our timetables, who have an active, we value and enjoy Ramadan apart from the blessings of the month, because every person enters into rhythm, every person enters into pattern. Allah says, "Inna salata kanat 'ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta." We've ordained prayer with fixed times. This is it. Come, that's it. Drop and move on. That is why the ulama say that for us there are different times of salah. For us there are different times, you know, there's isfar when it is winter, sometimes it's early, etc. But women are encouraged to offer their prayer as soon as the time sets in across all seasons. Women are offered and exhorted and implored to offer their prayer. Because otherwise, sometimes you're reading it in awal time, then it's makruh time. It just depends how the activities of the house and the domestic chores are carried out. So if that is the environment, as soon as the time sets in, everything can just be put on hold and we can offer our prayer and we center our lives around that. We sleep early, we rise early, we have a timetable, we don't compromise on our timetable. We will see meaning in our day, we will see barakah in our day, we will see goodness in our day. تَمُرُّ سَاعَاتُ أَيَّامِي بِلَا نَدَمٍ وَلَا خَوْفٍ وَلَا بُكَاءٍ وَلَا حَزَنِي أَنَا الَّذِي يُغْلِقُ الْأَبْوَابَ مُجْتَهِدًا عَلَى الْمَعَاصِي وَعَيْنُ اللَّهِ تَنْذُرُنِي. It's long couplets in which the poet is lamenting the loss of time, that it's just running away from me. Imam Shafi said, if I summarize my entire life of studies, I can narrow it to two things. Your ego, either you dictate to it or it dictates to you. Either you telling yourself, I'm reading Quran, or then it will get you onto the paper or onto a site or peruse this or read this or gossip here or do this. That's it. It's either you receiving or dictating. There's no neutral phrase. There's no neutral. Either you saying, I'm doing, or you've been dictated to. That's one. And number two, al-waqtu sayfun, qata'tahu aw qata'ak. Either you on top of time or it's on top of you. Either you exploiting it or it's exploiting you. May Allah grant us all the understanding. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله على نيته وسره. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم فصلي وسلم وبارك وزد وتحنن وترحم على حبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. O most kind, most gracious, most merciful Allah, we beg you, we beseech you, we implore you through the agency of Ismul A'zam, your supreme name via which all prayers are answered, Allah. We ask you to grant us barakah in our day, Allah. We ask you to grant us barakah in our lives, Allah. We ask you to grant us barakah in our provisions, Allah. We ask you to grant us goodness and barakah and blessings in all the assets that you have blessed us with, Allah. Allah, give us the ability to structure our days and our nights, Allah. Let our nights be there to converse with you, Allah. Make us amongst those, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ. That when we're done with the chores of the day, Allah, we stand in prayer and we stand فَانْصَبْ until there's a degree of fatigue that grips us, O Allah. Make us amongst those, Allah, that we can spend with our right hand, which our left hand doesn't know, Allah. Make us amongst those people, O Allah, that we can spend extended hours in the masjid, that we are amongst those, رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ, O Allah. O Allah, save us from indulging in futile talk, O Allah. Save us from those who indulge in samura ba'd al-isha, in social discussions and gossips, killing time, wasting time, O Allah. Make us amongst those who value and capitalize every moment of our time, O Allah. Make us amongst those people, O Allah, that every moment is channeled objectively for the advancement of the deen and for deliverance of our soul from the fire of Jahannam, O Allah. We ask from you all the good that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked from you, O Allah. And we ask thy divine protection from all the evils from which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked protection. Allah, you preserve this community, O Allah. You preserve this masjid. You preserve the people of this place, the well-wishers, Allah. You grant muhabbah and understanding in the residents of this place, in the citizens of this place, Allah. In the people who attend this masjid and this prayer place, O Allah. Allah, those of our children that are studied in the adjacent school, Allah. You make them great soldiers and flag bearers, Allah. Allah, let them become great assets to the Muslim ummah. Let them serve Islam and the Muslims on all fronts, O Allah. Let them excel academically and Islamically, O Allah. O Allah, we ask you to let peace reign on the planet, O Allah. Allah, wherever there is mayhem and anarchy and killing and murder in Allah, you grip the hands of the tyrants and the butchers, O Allah. Allah, you stop their oppression and aggression, O Allah. O Allah, you respond to the cry and the plea of the innocent, Allah. Allah, on the Horn of Africa, people are in severe hunger in Somalia currently, Allah. And even locally, O Allah, give us the ability to respond to the call and to dig deep and respond to the crisis, O Allah. We ask you to preserve the bounties you have given us, Allah. Allahumma la tanzi' minna salih ma a'taytana. Allah, don't seize or snatch the bounties you have given us, O Allah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawuli 'afiyatik wa fujaa'ati niqmatik wa jami' sakhatik. O Allah, you free our youth from the scourge of sitting on these devices for extended hours, Allah. Allah, it has eaten them, it has destroyed them, it has paralyzed them, it has maimed them, Allah. It has made them dysfunctional, Allah, both from a material and a spiritual perspective. They have lost the touch of human social interaction, Allah. They have lost the focus of prayer and productivity, O Allah. Allah, give us the ability to use these innovations as a source of goodness, Allah. Let it not overpower us or overwhelm us or consume us, O Allah. Make us amongst those who use it to advance the cause of deen, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu 'abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharrin masta'adhaka minhu 'abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam antal musta'an wa 'alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyi al-'azim subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillah.